Welcome to Tip TV Finance. We're joined now by Clive Lambert, who's a director at, or the director, I would have thought, at Futures Techs. How are you today, Clive?
Fine, thank you, Zach. Yeah.
Right. We've got your usual run through the markets, particularly fraught time at the moment. Is the bond market looking like a haven of stability?
It hasn't been, no. It's had quite a significant sell-off in the last month or so. It's been led by gilts, but it is the but we are seeing some signs of some stability coming into the equation. And that's my first chart today. It's actually the Bund futures, the benchmark for European bond markets, and one of the most actively traded futures contracts in the world, in fact. That has seen a couple of candles in the last few days with long lower shadows. We're saying that we may be hammering out a bottom, we may be finding some buyers down at these levels, and that may be no big surprise because what we've done, where we've seen this, is upon hitting a rising uptrend line that is, you know, a long-term line, and also the 200-day moving average, which is the green line showing on the chart there. Now, I don't like to get too carried away about picking tops and bottoms too early. I like to, if I see signs of the market turning around, then I look above, find the resistance levels that we need to ask the market to retake so that we can say, yeah, okay, that is a bottom. And in the case of the Bund futures, well, the very first one of these will be 162.53, which is a Marabuzo line of the candle we saw last week. That would be on Thursday. And actually, we've got to there this morning in early trade and already found some sellers. And there's proof in the pudding that you don't just, it's dangerous to say there's a reversal candlestick, let's get it, pile in and get long. We need some confirmation, and so far we're not getting it. Above 162.53, I've got another level at 162.91 that I'm asking for the market to retake before we can say, okay, that's found a bottom. And so unless we retake those, I'd still be looking to sell rallies and see if the short-term weaker tone can continue, basically.
Okay, and the gap fill bounce something to look at as well, or the fact that we've had that that's helpful, isn't it?
It did. We did get down and fill that Brexit day gap. Yes, indeed. Okay. The gilts hasn't managed that yet, actually, which is the other one, the other chart that I'm looking at particularly keenly. It has it despite its weaker tone, it hasn't filled that gap yet. So maybe there's another reason to think that there's more downside because we've still got to repair that chart, if you like.
Right. The DAX hanging by a thread.
Well, what a big down day we had yesterday, and we've got a big Fibonacci, short-term Fibonacci level on this chart at 10,423. I'm looking at the December futures. We have tested that level this morning, and we're holding at the moment. That's giving us some respite from the selling in the DAX. We gapped lower this morning. Yesterday's day session low, so it was 10,500. So that's the first level we need to retake. And if we don't get back above 10,500 and probably 10,565 as well, then I'm still looking lower on this one. And once 10,423 breaks properly, then we look for 10,300 and 10,170. I'm steering towards the idea that we are headed lower in equity markets for now.
The other basic point for a basic person like myself is that we have effectively mapped out a triple top there, haven't we?
Yeah, three highs all at very similar prices, and that's up at 10,800.
But you don't get that very often. I mean, you don't get such a blatant signal very often, do you, with these sorts of markets?
No, it's been pretty. The resistance there has been clear as you like, and yeah. Also talking of Fibonacci levels, there's another big one above at 11,000, almost 11,000 on the dot, and so we're seeing these sellers reappearing shy of that. It's a massive level. We can't retake it. The Eurostox 50 chart is similar as well. It's just struggling. It's been struggling all year to get above.
I think you mentioned that last time. That was
3,100. Yeah, it's the same. It's a similar looking chart, and it just says we're just struggling to go higher. And yesterday, obviously, we had a higher high, lower low, lower close. significantly so than the previous day. So we've got that outside day on the chart now as well.
Okay, let's move along to the FTSE, which is also looking a bit sickly.
Yeah, certainly is. I think I was on the show a couple of weeks ago and said that we had something called a dark cloud cover formation, and this is a very powerful reversal pattern. That was the high back on the 11th of October, and we haven't revisited that level, but we have not really seen any significant selling yet until yesterday afternoon, and even despite that, it didn't look as ugly as things did in the DAX. Yeah. But there is a gap to fill down there at 6,707.5 on the December futures again. And I'm looking for, I think we'll go down there and fill that gap at the very least. Maybe even go and have a look at that low from, when was it? The low from the middle of September at 66.40. And then we've got a Fib level below that, which was a big level if we go back to July and August, and that's around 65.50, I think it is. So we've got a few downside targets there, and we've got plenty of candles that are suggesting rallies are being sold into, and that a weaker tone is set fair for the moment.
Okay, let's go to the next contender, which is the S&P, which is, I suppose, the big driver here. We had that gap down at the beginning of September, which for me was the sell signal. It took so long to materialise on the downside, and it was so feeble on the downside that I gave up on that. But you know, it was a gap down through the 50-day line, which is my favourite signal. Finally happening.
Yeah, I think the reason why we didn't crack onto the downside was because we had a short-term Fibonacci level at 21.11. And every single time we dipped down to there, we found buyers, and we never closed below that level. We had all those probes below there on in mid-September, and then we had another go mid-October. But actually, yesterday we broke there. We closed below there. That's the first close below that 21.11 line since it became a Fibonacci reference, you know. So yeah. That is significant for me and says we can head lower now. And, so the 200-day moving average is at 20.75. A deeper retracement targets at 20.62 and 20.43. And I think we've gone for those levels now. And we only go back into the churn range if we get back above 21.11. You know, we keep referencing that level because it's a significant level.
The number of the beast. Right, on cable, nothing to see, even with the reinstatement or the recovery of Mark Carney.
Yeah, I mean, in relative terms, the last two or three weeks in cable has been really rather dull. And I say in relative terms because obviously we've seen some very significant moves in this over the last few months with what's been going on. But yeah, what's happened in the last three, 4 weeks, most of October, after we had that horrible Asian session flash crash thingy, is we've seen dips being bought below 121, and we're seeing rallies being sold above 123, and we're stuck in that range at the moment. Traditional, you know, textbook chart analysis says that will break to the downside, and we'll get and the next move will be lower. But all the time we're in that, don't do anything, sit on the sidelines.
Okay, and the final market is euro sterling, where I need parity in order to retire. I'm obviously already semi-retired now, but to fully retire, I need parity. Are we going to get it?
Parity. Yeah, could do. The previous chart showed that rectangle, if you like, that sideways consolidation we've got in cable, and we're not, we're waiting for resolution on that. And so we look to the euro sterling chart to see if it can give us any kind of additional clarity or a signal. And it does. We've got a falling wedge there that gave a buy signal last week, and says that we can head higher. Parity. Hang on. I think there. Now, if that's at that wedge, if that's halfway through the move, and if we class the, if we forget that spike from the algo, what's it, shenanigans on that day back in October, then the measure, and you say, well, if that's halfway through the move, and the move, and we'll take the low, what low is that? The low from the start of September as the start of the move, if you like.
Yeah.
Then it says we're going to 97.50.
All right, so I can almost retire to Spain.
Well, you know, maybe if you do a bit of hedging or something,
okay,
you know, do something so that if it gets to 97.50, you can retire.
Okay, well, I'll bear that in mind. But so what's your favourite trade of the day? What would you say out of those charts?
Out of those charts, I am, oh, crikey, George. I'm probably most keen on the short in the equities and looking to fade a rally in the DAX today, either to, you know, and we've got a couple of levels there in the DAX. So I'd be looking to sell a rally in the DAX to 10,500 and you know, run a, I don't know, with a 75 to 100 tick stop. And look for us to go back down to those lows from the end of September.
Excellent. Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Tech, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll be back after the break.